While speaking of man's will and of the different aspects of its supposedly autonomous manifestations, which for contemporary so-called inquiring minds, but in our view, naive minds, serve only as material for wiseacring and self-adulation, it will do no harm to quote what Gurdjieff said in yet another of his talks, because the ideas he brought on that occasion may well throw light on the illusoriness of that will which every man is supposed to have. He spoke as follows. A man comes into the world like a clean sheet of paper, which immediately all around him begin vying with each other to dirty and fill up with education, morality, the information we call knowledge, and with all kinds of ideas of duty, honor, conscience, and so on and so forth. And each and all claim immutability and infallibility for the methods they employ for grafting these branches onto the main trunk called man's personality. The sheet of paper gradually becomes dirty, and the dirtier it becomes, that is to say, the more a man is stuffed with ephemeral information and notions of duty, honor, and so on, which are dinned into him or suggested to him by others, the more clever and worthy he is considered by those around him. And seeing that people look upon his dirt as merit, he himself inevitably comes to look upon the dirty sheet of paper in the same light. And so you have a model of what we call a man, to whom such words as talent and genius are frequently applied. And the temper of our genius when he wakes up in the morning is spoiled for the whole day if he does not find his slippers beside the bed. The ordinary man is not free in his life, in his manifestations, or in his moods. He cannot be what he would like to be, and what he considers himself to be, he is not that. Man, how mighty it sounds. The very name man means the acme of creation. But how does this title fit contemporary man? And yet, man should indeed be the acme of creation, since he is formed with and has in himself all the possibilities for acquiring exactly similar data to those of the actualizer of all that exists in the universe. To have the right to the name of man, one must be one. And to be a man, one must first of all, with an indefatigable persistence and an unquenchable impulse of desire, issuing from all the separate independent parts constituting one's entire common presence, that is to say, with a desire issuing simultaneously from thought, feeling, and organic instinct, work on an all-round knowledge of oneself while struggling unceasingly with one's subjective weaknesses, and afterward taking one's stand upon the results thus obtained by one's consciousness alone regarding the defects in one's established subjectivity, as well as the means for the possibility of combating them, strive for their eradication without mercy towards oneself. Speaking frankly, contemporary man, as we can know him, if we are capable of impartiality, is nothing more than a clockwork mechanism, though of a very complex construction. A man must without fail think deeply about every aspect of his mechanicality, and understand it thoroughly in order to appreciate fully the meaning of this mechanicality and all the consequences and results it implies, both for his own further life and for the justification of the sense and aim of his arising and existence. For a man who wishes to study human mechanicality in general and make it clear to himself, the very best object of study is certainly himself with his own mechanicality. But to study this practically and to understand it intelligently with all one's being and not psychopathically, that is, with only one part of one's entire presence, is possible solely by means of correctly conducted self-observation. And as regards the possibility of conducting self-observation correctly, without the risk of incurring any of the maleficent consequences that have resulted all too often from people's attempts to do this without proper knowledge, it is necessary to warn you, in order to avoid excessive zeal, that our experience, supported by a great deal of exact information, has shown that this is not as simple a thing as it may appear at first glance. That is why we take as the groundwork for correctly conducted self-observation the study of the mechanicality of contemporary man.